Hi, Claire. You're Scots, aren't you?
It's a comical arrangement.
Yes.
What, my potato corner?
No, that thing that you have there.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yes,
it looks like one of those old-fashioned screens.
Oh, yeah, it's hiding the light and tape for you.
Yes, it hides the light, you see.
I remember years ago, Mrs. I used to work for, she had one of those.
Did
you? Covered with pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did she? I agree. Oh, yeah.
Your spiritist.
Well.
Yes.
The priest wouldn't like it.
Oh.
And who are you,
please? The one time, it's a very strange business.
Is it very much?
It's very much.
I'm sure that the father wouldn't like it to be here.
He wouldn't?
Well, I can't help that now.
Well, he is very
peaceful. Who are
you,
sir? He needs the peace.
Well, never mind about
that.
It's
all
right for you.
Really? Tell us what you're doing
outside. I said you're Protestant.
Yes. Could you tell us what you're doing outside?
I was in the church this morning.
You
were, were you? Were you? Can you
give us your name, please?
Which church do you go to?
I have an answer, Mr. Graham, for this sort of thing.
Yes.
You think it was the devil's work?
It is?
You don't think it is, do you?
I'm not so sure.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not sure that this dress was on to be here. I tried to get through to the...
You see, I'll
help
you
being
on this side
and realize there's an option. I'm so tired of going to the church and taking any notice.
Oh? Which church do you go to?
Any church.
What?
Any Catholic church.
Any Catholic
church? I'm not going to the Protestant church. I'm going to the Catholic church.
Any Catholic church?
That's the true church.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, tell us something about me. What you're doing.
You are spiritists.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, anyway.
You come from Brighton.
Yes, you come from Brighton.
I've heard about it. You come by train.
Train, yes.
That's what the bus is.
And can you tell me where's your life the other side, or what you're doing?
Just like these elves, Dan.
Oh, you are, Missy. You aren't helping,
aren't
you?
I'm going to have to do it. Yes. I'll
come through again.
Give it in.
I thought you were.
You're very interesting.
Mm.
Very interesting.
Can you come again? Come
along,
Ben. Come talk to us. I'll try and help you.
Very interesting. I wish
it
come
through again. There's nothing much punch in her coming. Because of this prison stage.
No.
She's a very sweet soul. Little old thing. At least I should say she was. And as interested as partly due to her outlook and mentality. Which is very much wrapped up in the church.
Right.
And she hasn't been able to see or visualize things any different. To what she did when on your side.
Who is it?
You should no doubt be able to help her now we made the contact.
Yes.
The reason is she's been seeking contact and help from the church, but of course they're quite oblivious about business. And she's beginning to realize this. And I think by bringing her here, we may be able to help her to release herself. She's very much afraid, I regret to say, she has this sort of inner fear. And which of course we must eradicate, but it's not going to be too easy, we must be patient. She has a prejudice, or at least a kind of prejudice. I don't really think it is perhaps fully a prejudice, but kind of fear too of spiritualism and communication. She thinks she may be doing wrong and in consequence be in trouble or difficulty out of it. But it's the only solution as far as I can see at the moment. At least we should do what we can. Whether she'll come and communicate again, I don't really know, but we should do everything we can to help her. She'll be helped and released.
Sure.
But you look at these odd cases.
Well, it's very nice you've come to us that. We're very pleased.
Just an average.
Yes,
sir.
Hello.
Don't think it's strange.
Hello.
Hello. We can hear you quite well. Come on, Arthur.
Conditions are such that it's difficult to correct one's thoughts and pinch them on this thing here and get it over and make some sense. Actually, there's so many fluctuating conditions and vibrations and thoughts. Indeed, I should imagine if we can get anything sensible through this morning, we should be exceptionally lucky.
You're doing very well.
You can call me Gus. That's not really my name, but that'll do. After all, names are not important. I've been over here now quite a few years.
Oh.
I was very interested in the way in the subject before I ever came here. I wouldn't say I was very knowledgeable about it, but I had some experience, you know, and, I had a few experiences and meetings, and I must say that I had some quite extraordinary results on several occasions, but I wouldn't say I was suspicious. I was pretty reminded by the name of mine. This is the most peculiar setup when you think about it, you know, this whole business is peculiar. Now, what is it now?
Yeah, can you tell us how you passed over?
Oh, what the hell, you don't listen about how I passed over. The fact is that I'm here, that's what's important. I know that in regard to people passing over, it's important in as much that you can have a rotten person and you can have a nice, pleasant, peaceful one. But I was fortunate anyway, I came here quite peaceful. Just went to sleep and woke up over here. And I must admit, it's a bit of a shock.
Do you sound quite all right as like you're doing there on your side?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm in showbiz. I guess that's the part. When I talk about show business over here, don't we have show business? But it's not the same kind of show business that you have. It's not a commercial thing. And it's not just something that's trivial just for the moment. Sort of release one of one's sort of cares and sort of blot out the things that you don't want to think about. I mean, it's much more deep than that. Things that we do here have a meaning and a purpose. Half the stuff that you watch on your television now and your theaters and all the rest of it is escapism of a kind, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But here everything's done with a purpose. Here there's a reason. Here we take the lives of individuals, perhaps that need help, characters that can't see their true selves, and we build up something very like their own lives or some aspects of their lives on earth, and we try to show them themselves as they really are, and they'll begin to think perhaps a bit more deeply, and they begin to think, well, this is so like myself, and they begin to want to be different, they want to think differently and act differently, and they have sometimes the desire to make retribution that they've done wrong, and they want to do something that's worthwhile. In other words, we do things here that have a meaning and a purpose, something that has a real purpose in as much as it will help people in every sense. We have vast auditoriums here, we have great theaters and vast places of entertainment. Of course, we do have lots of things. It's true, after all, we like to laugh and we like to have a bit of fun too. We're not sort of just wishy-washy things floating through space and there's such a smelly appeal. And we have all manner of interest too. And we're not just stupid people who just cling. Of course, there are some of us who definitely do cling to all right one ideas and creeds and thought, but generally speaking, the average person who comes here is reasonably intelligent, and they soon adjust themselves to a new way of life, and they soon start to see that many of their ideas and thoughts are wrong, and they soon begin to change. The average person has no need to worry about life here, because the average person is a decent person, and they're really pretty open-minded and pretty considerate and kind and desire to do the right thing, but you get some weird people and you get some odd people that you can't shift them, and as they did good way, you see any difference, and they still cling to the old ideas and they still cling to the thoughts that have meant so much to all their lives, especially in regard to the religions. The religions in some ways, although they can do a lot of good, no one denies that, but at the same time, they can do a hell of a lot of harm, because they can give a person a very narrow and prejudiced outlook, and sometimes make them so thick-skinned that they can't see anything else, and they don't want to know anything else but their own particular brain. It's like a housewife who always buys a certain brand of goods, and perhaps other brands that are on the market, but she's not interested. She's got used to one brand, and for her, that's the only brand that's anybody good. The rest of them are at all, you know. You can't persuade people to change. You can't make people any different to what they want to be. They just be themselves anyway, I suppose, in a way. That's what makes people interesting, what makes them tick. Wouldn't like anyone to think and be the same. But on the fundamental truths, on the realities of life as we know it here, there must be a level, there must be a common understanding, there must be the realization that fundamentally we are all the same. It's not easy to change some of these people when they get these ideas firmly fixed in their mind. It's not going to be easy to make them think different. And after that time is spent indeed in helping souls who still cling in their own little community, still thinking the same old ways, still doing the same old dreary thing. It's not easy to make people see and act and be different to what they have become accustomed to. And that is the main problem. The average person, as I say, is reasonable. And you can help and you can do things. But you get the real narrow mind, it's long shows them, please leave out stickers, and they cling. And we have some problems on our hands. First, we have many things of interest, and we can help, we can do things, but I find in the show business, and I put it like that, because this isn't show business in the same sense as you know, it's the loose term, but we have sensible theaters, cultural theaters and activities, great musical festivals. We have just about anything that one could imagine that is worth having, and so much more wonderful and so much more beautiful than anything you have on earth. It's the most fascinating life. There's never a dull, I wasn't going to say moment, although there again, time isn't what it is to you, to us. We have, in a sense, no idea of time as you know it. But we have a form, I suppose you say, of idea of time. That you should see here is the most fantastic sight. All the different conditions of life, the spheres that I visited, and there's no variable, there's no time to be dull, there's no sort of fear of the future and the morrow, because here you know that it's gradual change, and it's so gradual that personal things you hardly realize it, but all the time you're gaining knowledge and you're learning and you're happy in what you're doing, whatever it may be, and you're meeting new faces, new friends, making new contacts, renewing old friendships, strengthening old ties. It's the most exciting thing. This is real living. No one needs to be dying because that's the start of real living.
You're sure.
I've heard about you two before. You know, you two are quite well-known characters in the spirit world. You destroy a number of people that I have met and people who refer to the Woods and Green Combine. You know, the work that you do is something very important, and you wish to do some more people doing it. It goes a little bit of that if you do do a great deal of edifying work, and we're all interested with all the ancient soup, and you try and bring through all manner of people, all types of people, to give you a helping hand, a leg up, you know, that you might be able to give to people on your side a fairly accurate picture, as far as one can hope to have an accurate picture of life here, and the types of people, and various reactions to situations, and how they've progressed, or in some instances even how they haven't progressed, like they've lost souls, as you might say, they're trying to get things through, and she's a poor little wee mite, but we shall help her, she'll be alright, but she's so tied up through fear with her faith. It's an extraordinary thing how a person can have such tremendous faith in something, and religion in particular, and he can, through the very fear of it, cause so much damage. Anything that is, anything that holds a person by fear must be fundamentally bad. It is a dreadful thing. I think that the thing that is done in love, the thing that is done in tolerance, and the thing that is done in honesty of purpose and sincerity is a good thing. Even though sometimes, there again, you can have wrong thoughts or wrong ideas, and you may feel them to be true and right, and you may be sincere. In a sense, that's not so bad, but we need to get someone who, through very fear of things, is held down, and it's very problematic, it's very complicated and very difficult to get these earthbound souls, and not bad, far from it, are often just the reverse. But they just don't understand, and they just don't know, and it's very difficult sometimes to deal with them. And of course, since they're near the earth, they impinge themselves on people, and they cling, and sometimes they influence people on your side who happen to be sensitive. They don't have to be mediums or anything, even knowing the balance, I think, but it's amazing the number of people that are walking around on two legs in your world who, without realizing it, are leading dual lives, because they are being influenced by entities who are earthbound and who are getting some kind of satisfaction out of repeating their thoughts and their ideas and that personality of some poor innocent person. And there's no doubt about it, a lot of these people who are so-called a little bit touched in the head, they're really dual personalities that are being affected by entities that are earthbound. They're good enough understood and known about this subject as a feeling, because I'm sure that a lot of doctors would be helped, and a lot of doctors would find methods and ways of helping souls who are temporarily anyway under the influence of spirits who are in themselves, though not evil, are sometimes very mischievous or detrimental in more ways than one. We've got a lot of work to do in that way, and we've got to do a lot of research, and we've got to get over a great deal of information, and that's one day certain doctors in your world will take some knowledge, and they'll put some of the things we tell them into practice, because we could save a lot of innocent people from being put away in mental homes, because they're not really physically mentally as much as their brain is damaged. It's just that they're highly strung, sensitive, and trying to be a bit neurotic, maybe, but they are under influences from time to time. That's why they have bias. That's why sometimes they're quite normal. And you can talk to them, and they're rational, and they begin to wonder why they're in some of these places, and they want to get out of them. And they say, I'm perfectly all right, what am I doing here? And then, of course, they have another bad bout, and they often don't know anything about it. They're just victims of sometimes of these influences. There's a great deal to be learned about this, and I think it's the last time that something was done about it, too.
Well,
you don't have to tell me about doctors, I. Well, as a matter of fact, I myself tried to avoid doctors for the duration of my existence, but of course in the end I had to succumb to one, and I must say he did his best, but he didn't do very well because I died.
Yeah.
I know the grace. I'm totally all right. Believe me, I know the grace. I look back on my life and I can see only too well the pattern. How I fell into the shape, you might say, in the show business, how it all sort of came. I did very well, as a matter of fact, I did extremely well. Like many more in my business, I've made plenty of my offspring. I met all sorts of interesting people, and I learned a lot of life by meeting people. That's the best way, of course, to learn about life, is to associate with all kinds, good gangsters, people, intellectuals, not that I could understand how they were talking about, but it's always interesting to watch them try to make me understand. I learned a great deal from people. You can't beat it. And I've learned a lot from people every year, and I've always been a good listener. I'm always prepared to listen. I didn't necessarily say I'm going to take the advice and maybe hand it out, but One can learn a great deal, and I learn a great deal. I'm extremely happy to be here. I wouldn't be on your side not for all the money in show business. I'd rather be here, the best place to be. But in the meantime, you poor creatures are going to make the best of it and do the best you can, and I must say you're doing a useful job, so you don't have to worry about that. You're opening up your minds and you're spreading that truth that you've been given. And I've no doubt that you'll receive greater inspiration and greater guidance and greater encouragement as the years go by. I hope you live to be 90 each.
Oh, gosh. I understand there's a school of learning over there, is that
right? Well, there are schools of learning. According to the various grades and the various types of people and the
government
of the state and
clean. Tell me what they like.
Oh, they would take me many lectures.
Oh,
yes. Anyway, it's a bit of an effort today because nobody has good condition. But I just thought I'd probably even fill in. I'd rather you go all the way back to Brighton with nothing in your pocket.
Do you come from America? Did you do other things on
there? I was in the States for many years.
You were? Yeah. Anyway, you've done very, very well.
Anyway, I tried to fit in the gap for it because it's pretty
old. Very kind.
It wasn't going to be much this morning, and I thought, well, here goes. You know, I'm different to some of them here. I mean, they're wonderful people, all of them, but I suppose it is being chosen. You just had to be like that. If you want to stay in show business, you just got to, I wouldn't say you haven't got to have a heart, because you couldn't be in show business for that one, but at the same time, you haven't got to have a conscience either. In a sense, you're just going to push yourself in like a proverbial bloody bull in a china shop. Anyway, here I am, and I push myself in. I say, come on, boy, let's get in here and do some of these poor songs. So, you know, the others, bless their hearts, they were trying, but I said, oh, well, here goes, you know. Get in there, guys, while you can. Anyway, don't worry, you're in good hands, you get your ups and your downs, and you'll have your flops. And you'll have your successes. But you haven't done so bad. You've got good friends, and you've not done so bad, and you'll do much better in the future. You know, I'm aware. Oh, sure, that's what I'm talking about. You haven't got many on your side, nobody ever has. You can count friends on one hand, which is lucky. I suppose you have many people who wish you well, and you have a few people who wish you just the opposite. That's bound to be, you know, tall trees gather most men. That's what I used to say, the old Chinese philosophy. The more successful you are, the more people you have trying to drag you down and uproot you. But at the same time, they can't do anything where you're concerned in regard to the truth. There'll be those who try and dig your roots out, but none of us succeed. You're all right. You're as strong as a sturdy old oak. Anyway, I must go now, and all the best.
Thank you very much. Something that was not true. But I don't think he's over here. So sure he isn't.
Mickey, will you tell Dr. Marshall that a doctor that came to our house the other day, a lady doctor, she knew all about his cancer cure when he was on there. And she knew of it very well. And she said that she was hoping it would, they were the medical department would accept it, but they were
susceptible.
They said it was a terrible disgrace to the medical, they didn't accept it.
Bye-bye.
Sure,
thank you very much.